Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we thought we'd get into a bit of news that's been happening around a few of the parks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Okay, Dan, it's been a hot while since we've done a new episode.
It has. Which is nice, it breaks it up a
Up.
little bit. Yeah. I mean, you generally get drip-fed news from Disney, don't you? Like slowly over time.
Yeah.
So it's nice to sort of do one once in a while and just gather everything together.
Yeah, but all of this happened quite close together, and I think largely as a result of the shareholder stuff that was happening, where you had those two guys that were trying to take seats on the board.
Oh, I remember you telling me about
So they failed at that. But then Bob Iger at the end was just like, so I think someone asked him, or there's a statement on Epic Universe.
that. Okay.
He was like, well, we've known about Epic Universe for 10 years and we've been reacting to it for 10 years, so we're not worried. And it turns out that the majority of shareholders listening to that statement weren't happy with the answer, because they suddenly started to drip feed other news immediately after that statement.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, have they? That just seems like absolute rubbish, doesn't it? I mean, what have they haven't, what have they sort of big ticket things have they done in the last 10 years? I mean,
Pandora, Galaxy's Edge.
Galaxy. What was I'm trying to think when Pandora opened. That's probably near the beginning, right, of that 10-year range.
Yeah, I would say so. 2017.
27. Okay, so we are close to that. I mean, they would have been planning that.
Way before that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Galaxy's Edge is like fair enough, yeah, but that doesn't feel like a reaction to.
No.
Because I mean, Hollywood Studios needed more content anyway.
It still does.
Yeah, it still does. And because I mean, they took out some things to make room for Galaxy's Edge, didn't they?
Yeah.
So it's I don't really see that as a competitor to
No. And all
yeah,
it seems
Epic.
to do at the minute is going, oh, you know what we really need is attractions to eat up more people. But you know what we're doing is we're just replacing our existing attractions with new attractions. It's not really a strategy, is it?
No,
It's basic.
because that's not going to draw people. That's not going to draw people into the parks necessarily, is it? Like, it's not going to draw people away from Epic Universe.
Well, I think it's the problem is it's not reducing wait times. So you're having a significantly worse time than you had, say, 10 years ago, because they've added nothing new. In the sense, new attractions that have come in addition to existing attractions. So yes, they've added they're adding Bayou Adventure, which we'll come on to later, but that's replacing Splash Mountain. So there's no capacity that's being taken away by adding that attraction in.
So they're not improving the experience for customers necessarily.
No.
Guests.
So, but yeah, we did see a few announcements off the back of that meeting. Which I don't think they necessarily were planning to start revealing just yet, given that D23 is not too long away. The first one being that Test Track is shutting, which we knew, but I don't know about you, I thought, well, that's going to be in 5 years' time when they get around to it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, c considering, I feel like, I mean, Spaceship Earth should have been shutting before that.
Yeah.
It's surprising they didn't prioritize that one over Test Track.
I mean, Spaceship Earth is literally on its way out. I think the reason they didn't prioritize that one is because they're getting sponsorship from this for this one. This one's being paid for by Chevrolet.
Which is interesting because the, I mean, obviously the signage says test track powered by Chevrolet or whatever it says, but it's not like in the concept art, it doesn't scream Chevrolet.
No. And a lot of people were saying, oh, this looks terrible. It looks like Flight Force from Disneyland Paris. So a few people saying that. But if you actually look at the original concept art for World of Motion, it looks very similar to that.
Oh, yeah, because isn't it meant to tell this? Is it telling the story of?
I think they're going back a little bit to like the World of Motion kind of roots with it.
Hmm.
Really given too much away yet, other than we've seen like a scene where they're going through a forest.
Yeah. So it seems like they are going to try and tell more of a story, aren't they, with it, rather than what they have today.
But it's weird because like I think they last updated in 2012, so it's not been that long really.
No, I was thinking like it's not that old, is it? I mean, when you look at the picture that it is today and the concept art, I mean, obviously concept art, but I mean it's just a load of scaffolding out front, isn't it?
Well, it feels like in order to get to the concept art they've shared, all I need to do is take that scaffolding down.
Yeah, like presumably the rest of the facade isn't going to be changing that much.
No.
I mean, obviously the
It looks like what they're doing is, because you can see the track at the minute, it looks like all they're doing is
Yeah.
adding a little bit in front of the track, because that track you can still see is there going
Oh
on.
yeah, you can still see the track's going to be out on visible from the outside, but it's going to be hidden by this like more what looks like a more permanent canopy out front, whereas what they've got today is basically a load of scaffolding that looks like it's a temporary canopy.
Yeah, it looks terrible, doesn't it?
It does. It does when you
You
see it
notice it
like
from there, but
No, when you, yeah, as you say, when you're there, you don't particularly pay much attention to it. But when you see a picture of it like this, it looks quite poor. I don't even know why they've necessarily got it there in based on what it is today. Like, what's that scaffolding doing?
no, it is weird. It is weird. So yeah, so all of that's going, and then they're just adding like a small semicircle, by the looks of it, in front of the track
Yeah.
as an entrance.
The sort of thing that you'd see outside, it reminds me of like the entrance to a Universal hotel.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited that obviously it's not closing until after we leave this year.
Are they given a specific date?
Yeah, June 17th, 2024
Okay.
is its last day.
Right.
We'll get to experience it a few last times in its current form,
That's good.
which is cool. Yeah, I'm excited to see what they come up with. I mean, I don't mind its current version, but I don't think it's necessarily better than what was there before, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think the original version was better. Like as a concept, I think it was better. And the whole like design your car and compete and all that sort of stuff, I don't really care about.
It also like it doesn't work half the time, and also
Yeah.
2012, those like visuals that you end up designing look terrible.
Did they say they're going to be ditching that entirely?
They haven't said, but I would suspect so.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like. Well, I mean, it doesn't really improve the, it doesn't really increase the wait time, does it? But I suppose it acts as a distraction.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a waste of time, to be honest. But yeah,
If anything, it may slow things down a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of what they have to like. Obviously, scan your. I suppose you scan your magic band or pass or whatever you've got. You scan it before you get in the car, like while you're waiting for the next one, don't you? So yeah.
yeah, June 17th is its last day.
Have they said how long it's closed for? They
No,
don't tend to give specific dates, but
online.
I didn't if they didn't know if they gave a window.
I would expect this to be down for at least 18 months.
I mean, I would normally say less, but obviously it's Disney, so you're probably right.
Well, Bayou Adventures, I mean, that's been down for, I don't know, about the same.
It? Okay. I mean, I guess it's a similar sort of deal in the fact that it's the same track, but they're just redesigning the surroundings, aren't they? I mean, whether Bayou is a little bit more involved because it's more visible from the outside, and therefore they have to be a bit more careful with it. Whereas Test Track, obviously, as we've said, like not a huge amount is changing on the facade outside. And inside it's quite dark, so they might be able to get away with more.
I mean, so Splash Mountain closed on January 23rd, 2023.
2023. Okay, so we are
In Disney
on the
World.
way towards 18 months, aren't we?
Yeah, so in Disney World it closed January 23, 2023.
Okay.
So
So
almost, yeah, pretty much 18 months, isn't it?
we're getting, I mean, obviously it's not open just yet, is it?
It feels like it's close in Disney World though.
It does, it really does. So yeah.
Which we'll come on to. But next on the list we have Smellyfants on Parade, which was something that they announced last summer. It's weird, we're getting a long, like very long, like lead times between something being announced and something starting work at Disney at the minute.
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? Like, it's a very strange thing. Like, Universal don't announce anything until very, very late,
Yeah, it's like
and
almost like
then
construction, and you're like, oh, that looks like a Jurassic Park roller coaster.
yeah, and they're just like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't see anything. Whereas Disney announced things like well in advance, and you kind of think, well, it would be nice if there was a bit of a somewhere in the middle, because a lot of these announcements from Disney, it's like, who cares? Until you're actually doing it, like, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change anyone's plans, is it?
No, exactly. Yeah, it is weird. But this, yeah, so this Smellyfants on Parade, I don't know if you remember, but it's a family-friendly search and sniff adventure that's going to be added to Storybook Circus in Magic Kingdom.
Search and sniff.
Search and Sniff by Scentsy, the like candle fragrance company.
Oh, okay. I can't say I've heard of them.
So yeah, it looks like that the things are being kind of under construction at the minute. But when it's opening, who knows? But it's, yeah, like a search and sniff around Storybook Circus with things like, so you're going to get like a map and a sticker sheet, and then you go around and like figure out what things smell like and put the stickers in relevant places.
Oh, okay. So why have they, I mean, they've, it's just the ticket booth.
Well, I think I'll be adding different statues and things around as well.
Yeah. I was just thinking, why have they, like, they've fenced off the ticket booth, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's like one of the things, or
What,
that.
where you, oh, I see. It could be one of the things, or I suppose maybe it's where you collect the stuff from.
Yeah, maybe.
Like the maps and things.
Yeah, it's gonna. I mean,
Okay.
I think it's a good idea. It's the kind of thing that kids will love doing. So, like, I'm kind of for it. It's a silly thing that to go in Storybook Circus. It is a bit weird. I'll give you that. But you know,
Yes. I mean, as you say, I mean, I don't really know how well some of these sort of things are adopted. Like, you've got the what are they? Oh God, all the names are just gone. They had them in like Epcot, didn't they? Where you go round and you.
oh, like the Phineas and Ferb stuff.
Yes, yeah. And was it a Wilderness Explorer one that they have somewhere as well?
Animal Kingdom, they've got
Is that
that.
an, yeah, I don't know how well those sort of things are adopted.
We've at the festivals that we've done in the last couple of years, we've done the like Find Remy,
Okay.
and the, like Piper absolutely loved doing it both times.
Okay. Because I mean, obviously, when I think we were young, they didn't have anything like that, I don't think necessarily,
No,
did they?
no, no, not that I remember. I remember the Mission Impossible, not Mission Impossible, the Kim Possible stuff. Because you always used to hear this like boop, 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 like going off like constantly around Epcot. People would have this boop, boop, boop.
Oh, okay.
But so I remember that, but I never did it. But with this, what I'd imagine is they just have like a statue that look in the concept art. There's a statue that looks like an elephant, like with a dressed like a popcorn bucket. And imagine what they'd have is like a load of sensies in the elephant that they replace when it runs out. So it's like constantly smelling of popcorn, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be something that you have to interact with for it to then
Spray or something.
spray out the smell, or whether it is just going to constantly smell of popcorn.
It'd be interesting to see how long they remain smelling of the things, I suppose.
Pungent. Yeah.
But
Yeah, we'll see how well Disney maintain it.
I'm all for it. It looks like, if they're working on it now, we could see that open later this summer.
Yeah, true. Because I mean, obviously, I suppose in theory, they would have been building all the statues and everything like that, since the announcement and things like that. So if they just got to put them in the planters sort of areas,
Shouldn't take too
you
long.
know, no, but maybe 2, 3 years for Disney.
Yeah, I reckon
Yeah.
so. So next we've got Beyond Big Thunder Mountain. So apparently, Disney's currently in the process of filing permits for development work behind the Magic Kingdom that's going to prepare the area for future expansion, which people are saying, and Disney's saying, is expected to be the largest expansion in the park's history. We still don't really know what's going in this space because 2 years ago at D23 2022, they basically shared like blue sky ideas, which include like Coco, Encanto, an entire area dedicated to Disney villains. But then they since changed their mind and they were like, well, actually, Encanto is going to Animal Kingdom. So
Okay.
I can't see them having Encanto in Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom.
It would be a bit odd, wouldn't it?
The villain stuff I could see being concrete.
The villains would make sense, and I think that makes sense in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I think that would work so well.
It would.
And it almost feels like they're trying to combat Epic Universe's horror themed land.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different kind of audience, though, isn't it?
It is. No, it definitely is. But it's
But
interesting that they're going down like a
a dark route.
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that would fit like perfectly into Magic Kingdom, I think. I think it would counter some of the like fantasy land and things like that. It would almost be that sort of thing. Which I think would be quite cool. But as you say, like having Encanto in both parks seems a bit odd. I mean, obviously, they've done it with Toy Story, just off the top of my head. Obviously, you've got Toy Story in Magic Kingdom and in Walt Disney World, Hollywood Studios.
Toy Story. Where's oh Buzz's Space Ranger's bin.
So, I mean, don't entirely rule it out, but then at the same time, obviously, I think when they introduced Buzz into Magic Kingdom, there was no Toy Story in Hollywood.
No, there wasn't. And I don't feel like Encanto is a good film, but I don't feel like it can carry itself across two parks.
No, I mean, it would
Because
be
the
a
whole film
bold.
takes place on in the house, pretty much.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're not going to say build a house in Animal Kingdom. So what's going to go into Magic Kingdom? Like it,
Yeah.
that's the
Yeah,
whole film.
it doesn't really have like multiple, yeah, scenes, that sort of thing,
No.
that you could put together. I mean, it would also be strange to like double down on a bet that it's going to hold the test of time, isn't it? In two places, which are they working on a sequel?
I heard rumors that they were, but yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me because I mean,
I still think Coco is a weird one as well, though, for Magic Kingdom.
for Magic Kingdom, yeah, that does seem a little bit odd, doesn't it?
Well, just do replace the Three Caballeros at Epcot with a Coco ride.
Yeah, I mean, that would fit better, I feel like.
I feel like the one that's going to definitely happen is the Villain Land. That one fits more than the other two.
It does, it really does. And especially obviously with Encanto going to Animal Kingdom as well. Yeah.
But it just goes to show how little Disney's doing at the minute when people are getting excited about permits being filed. This is 5, 6 years away from opening, even if it goes ahead.
I mean, I would say it's probably further than that, isn't it? Because I mean,
Quite possibly.
given how long we're talking, how long it took them to build Tron, and we're talking about potentially multiple lands here, and this is before they've even broken ground. I mean, it feels to me like they could be like a year or two away from breaking ground.
Yeah, I mean, when did they
And
break ground on Pandora?
what compared to when it opened?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you say it opened in 2017?
Yeah.
They did replace. What did that replace? There was something there, wasn't there? Was it?
2014, January 2014, they broke ground on Pandora.
Okay, so it took them, what, 3 and something years?
3 and a bit years, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I wonder.
I don't think they're as fast as they were then.
No. Did they have to do. I don't know if they had to get like permits. Was it new land? Was it entirely.
It was Camp Mini Mickey before. Camp Mickey Mini before.
Okay. Did it take up more land than Camp Mini Mickey?
I don't think so, because that's where the Lion King show used to be.
Okay.
And you also had like Camp Mini Mickey meets and things like
Right. Which means they obviously did have to
that.
prepare the land because they had to bulldoze everything that was already there.
Yep.
But here we've got it's brand new land, which means A, they've got to go through legal hoops
Yeah, they've
and
got
they've
to
got to
go through Ron
prepare the
DeSantis.
land. They've probably got to prepare the land more than what they would do for Animal Kingdom, because there the groundwork's already laid. It's just
Yep.
they've just got to strip out what's already there. Whereas this is like swampland.
Yeah.
So presumably there's more groundwork that has to be done.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think we're talking 5, 6 years, if not longer.
Oh, I would assume longer, but
Bearing in mind, they've still not announced what's going in here.
yeah.
So
But I
this
mean,
is.
it's obviously an interesting announcement. It's just very, very early.
Yeah, I think we'll hear more at D23.
True. Yeah, that would make more sense.
And then in an Instagram reel, Disney Imagineering shared, which is again a bit weird to do it on Instagram, they shared an update on the Tropical Americas expansion for Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Okay,
So,
is this the one replacing Dino Land?
yeah.
Okay.
So it does look like they're proceeding as planned with Encanto and Indiana Jones. You can kind of see where Encanto would be because it looks like the house is being built.
Yeah, I
And
can't
there's like
work
the
out
Indiana Jones
Indian.
style temple as well.
Oh, okay, is that what they're going for? Yeah, I can't really work out what that is. I mean, the Encanto house looks like the Encanto house,
Yeah.
but the Indiana Jones thing is a bit more vague. Oh, hang on, there are more pictures. Although it's not really giving much more away. But yeah, I mean, as you say, it's obviously progressing, which is good. And yeah, I mean, it certainly looks like they're basically going to be building the Encanto house.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if there's any rides like other than the Indiana Jones one. Because I mean, what's the point in building the Encanto House if there's no attraction assigned to it?
Have they not said that whether there's an attraction or not, I guess?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, I mean, the assumption would be that there would be an attraction, otherwise
What's the
it would
point?
be a bit odd, wouldn't it? I mean, it would be pretty cool if the house was the facade of the attraction. I
Yeah.
mean, I hope it's not just kind
House
of
you go
like
in.
be eh? What was that?
The house you can go in.
Yeah, well, no, I was more thinking like I hope it's not just going to be like a little model in the distance
Oh, right,
and you enter
yeah.
something completely different, kind of like where you've got is it Beast's Castle
Beast
in
Castle,
Fantasyland?
yeah.
Yeah, which is just like on the hill.
Yeah.
So it would be nice if that is the actual facade of the attraction.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because for the original concept art, it doesn't look like. Although, to be fair, the Indiana Jones part of the concept art doesn't look like there's an attraction behind that either. It would be nice if like the Encanto one was like a dark ride that took you through the house and into its different rooms and things. I mean, that's such a perfect opportunity to do that.
Yeah, the based on the concept art that's in that in the post that we've got, there's a bit on the right. Is that existing stuff?
I don't know what that is actually.
Because that's got like a ride building behind it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've no
Because
idea.
I'm assuming obviously top left is the Encanto house,
Yeah.
and then top right-ish, I'm assuming, is the Indiana Jones temple.
Yeah.
And I
It looks
mean,
like there's a rethemed, it looks like that circle bit is like a rethemed carousel kind of thing that we've got already. A
yes.
dinosaurs thing.
Yes, that would make
Estuary, whatever
sense.
it is.
Is the building, is that like meant to be Restaurantosaurus?
Oh, maybe actually, yeah.
Because I just wonder
Good
if
point.
it's an existing building and they're doing concept art, then they just include it in the concept art. But if they're designing the new areas with rides, maybe they don't put the ride building into the concept art because it
Yeah.
detracts from the, you know, beauty of it.
Yeah, that could be Restaurantosaurus, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know the placement of where it is in re regards to the land, but I'm just trying to think of what is there at the moment that it could be the equivalent of.
I still don't let's see what either of them have got to do with animals, but there we go.
I mean, there's animals in both of them, isn't it? Yeah, there's a monkey in Indiana Jones, right? And
Bad day.
there's some animals in Encanto. Like
I
the
hope
kid can talk to
there's going to be a couple
animals.
of like areas where you can see the animals from that area of the world, though.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense with obviously like the rest of the Animal Kingdom Park, isn't it? Where you've got that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That would be a nice touch. At least it would keep it to some degree close to Animal Kingdom's roots.
Yeah.
Maybe they can have a little like a little cage and have Shia LaBeouf in the Indiana Jones section.
Or you just like kick him.
Yeah, that sort of thing, you know. He can swing through the trees with the monkeys.
There you go. Yeah, sorted.
There you go.
You know, like terrible CGI gophers and ants as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's not doing much, right?
No, I reckon he'd be up for that. That's
Yeah,
the role of his life. Next thing on the list is a new video series from Imagineering on YouTube, which I watched actually the other day. Weird that they didn't add this to Disney Plus. It's like a new like 15-minute videos on YouTube, like a series from Imagineering.
that's very strange why that wouldn't
Really
be on Disney
strange.
Plus.
Yeah, it's like we so it's called We Call It Imagineering. The first episode was like 15 minutes. Do you think even that like added to Disney Plus?
Yeah.
But they showed off some of the animatronics for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and they look pretty awesome.
Okay. I see. I don't know the names of the characters from Princess and the Frog. So I see an alligator.
Lewis, yeah.
Lewis. Okay. Is it Lewis or Louis? Oh.
I think it's Lewis. Could be Louis. I can't
He's
remember.
holding a trumpet, so my money's on Louis, because like Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, maybe
But
you're right.
although I don't know how you spell Louis Armstrong, so
I literally
I'm very uneducated.
watched it last week with Piper and I can't remember.
Okay. I mean, from the pictures, they look really good. I'm gonna have to watch the I'm gonna have to watch the video. I wonder if they didn't put it on Disney Plus because it's a different audience as such. Like maybe
Yeah.
they were thinking it would get more attention on YouTube.
It's a bit more of a hardcore audience.
Yeah, like it wouldn't necessarily be. Obviously, they have like they have Imagineering series in Disney
Yeah.
on Disney Plus, but maybe they were just like, this is a different vibe, so we'll stick it on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you could be right.
Either that, or they just wanted the ad money.
Well, none of the ad, there wasn't an ad triggered for me on it, so
Okay, well, they didn't get money from you
no, they didn't get any money from me.
then.
No, I think they look awesome. I think so. One thing I know for sure is all of the so this was shot relatively recently in California,
Okay.
but all of the animatronics featured in the video are from Disneyland's version, and I know for a fact that all of the animatronics for Walt Disney World's version are already in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
So we already knew that Disneyland would be opening later because they closed Disneyland in May of 2023 and Disney World's closed in January of 23.
Okay, so they're a good 3 months behind at the lease, at least.
Yeah. They're testing Walt Disney World's at the minute. Imagineers have ridden it as well, which makes you think that all the animatronics are in place. I honestly think in Disney World it could open as soon as next month.
Yeah, I mean, when you see people testing it, because they were like cast members and probably Imagineers testing it, and then there was seemed to be some like randoms testing it as well. I don't know whether they were random guests or whether they were
I think they were
like,
cast members.
right, okay. Interesting how one of the Tiana animatronics looks really tall.
Yeah, so I thought that as well when I was watching the video, but I think where she's going to be is like higher up.
Oh, okay. So it's, maybe it's like a different perspective. Like
Yeah.
when you see her in place, she won't look like a giant.
Yeah, although
Because
they do seem to have still built them quite big.
yeah, because I mean it's hard to tell because it looks like she is raised up compared to the two people standing next to them. But she
Yeah.
does look to be about like, I don't know, 7 or 8 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's not in the film.
I assume not. I assume it's not a story about how she turned out to be an NBA basketball player.
No, absolutely not.
She left the film ends with she left the bayou and went to work.
She climbed the beanstalk.
Now she works for the NBA, and they all lived happily ever after.
So next on the list, some of the drinks from Galactic Star Cruiser, rest in peace,
Oh yes.
are coming to Ogre's Cantina for Season of the Force 2024.
They obviously found a box of ingredients out the back.
Well, and also the cups as well.
Yes, yeah.
So, like, basically, there's some themed drinks that you only used to be able to buy on the Galactic Star Cruiser that you're now going to be able to buy in Ogre's Cantina for a short time. They sound terrible, I'll be honest. One of them is a Silver Sea Martini, which is Hendrick's Gin, Minute Maid Lemonade, Ginger Syrup, Honey, Mint Syrup, topped with a shimmery butterfly pea flower tea, served in a souvenir wine glass. I mean, it just sounds terrible.
Sorry, which one was, what was the name of that one?
That one's the
Oh, the Silver
Silver
Sea.
Sea Martini,
Okay,
$30. You
$30.
get the cup though. You
Sorry, say that again. You
get the
do?
cup. You get the cup for $30. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'll be honest, that doesn't look like the most practical of cups.
No, it doesn't, does it? It feels like it would break within about 3 months of owning it as well.
Is that, if you look at the picture, the second picture of that one, is it really thick rimmed,
It looks like it is, though.
or is it silver? Like a, I was, I th I thought it was, I wondered at first whether it was like a silver rim, like silver decal around the rim. But when you look at the first picture, there's no silver
Oh,
decal around the rim, so it looks like it's a really thick glass, almost to make it look like you get more than you actually do.
oh, that wouldn't surprise me at all. It says
Because,
here that it doesn't, I mean, I like gin. But it says this is a gin-based drink that doesn't taste like gin. Great. It's lighter than it has a pretty it mostly tastes like lemonade with a hint of mint and fruit from the pea flower. That just sounds disgusting.
So it's mint water.
Oh, you can buy it without the souvenir glass for $19.
$19,
That's
blimey.
insane, isn't it?
That
That's insane.
is mad.
They've also got the fiery Mustafarian in a Chandrillion orb glass for $35. Tequila, Aperol, peach puree, peach syrup, and lime juice served with a dropper of spicy lava syrup. I mean, I see the appeal of that glass even less than I did the other one.
Yeah, I mean,
And it looks disgusting.
it doesn't look appealing. It's brown.
Yeah, it looks
Well,
like one of those things you made in as kids in like school where you'd be growing like mud and ants and stuff.
yeah. I mean, I can't work out. The bottom half of the glass looks grey.
Yeah.
And when you actually look at the other pictures, it does have like a grey gradient to the glass. So it's not the fact that the drink is grey.
Oh, it is. It's like a black. Like the
Yeah,
half.
it's like a black base to
Yeah.
the glass.
Yeah.
Again, it looks really th it's got that thick rim around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, it certainly looks less practical for actually drinking from than the first one.
Apparently, this one tastes like a smoky margarita with some peach fruit notes from the puree.
Okay.
The spicy lava syrup to use in it as well, which obviously they recommend, is a blend of jalapeno, serrano, and ghost peppers.
Damn.
That sounds horrendous. I tried a spicy drink at a festival last year or the year before,
Right.
and it was disgusting. I quite like spicy food, but the drink was disgusting. It was like a spicy whiskey or something, I think.
Sure, they're doing they've get this is on WDW News today. They've given it a rating out of 7.
Yeah, that classic known rating.
Yeah, that the classic rating system of out of 7. Yeah, interestingly, so this one is obviously $35 compared
Yeah.
to the other 30. If you don't have the glass, it's also $19. So this glass costs $5 more than the other one.
Yeah, even though this glass looks far worse than the other one, I
It
think.
does. It almost looks like the what's it called in Haunted Mansion, where you've got the head in.
Oh, like Madame Leota.
Yeah, it almost looks like that orb
Yeah.
that her head is in.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. But anyway, I mean, they're there. They're there for a limited time if you would like to be ripped off in Ogre's Cantina.
Did you talk about Ogre's Obsession?
Oh, what was Ogre's obsession?
The first one.
Oh, the non-alcoholic one.
Yeah. Did your mind just glazed over the
That's fine.
non-alcoholic
Waste of time, isn't it?
one?
I think ironically that one looks like the one I would enjoy the most.
I mean, it's certainly the best value.
$8, Minute
Yeah.
Maid lemonade, wild strawberry flavor, yogurt filled boba, strawberry and grape candy pebbles with a bursting dried fruit mixture. I mean, can we just say something? It's not a drink, is it? It literally looks like you could only it, you could eat it.
The yogurt filled boba is a little bit odd. So you're basically drinking lemonade with yogurt,
Yeah.
which seems a bit of an odd mix, I'll be honest.
It also doesn't look like it's drinkable. It's like you need a spoon to.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It does seem rather odd, doesn't it? Like, I also can't see, there's no pictures of how deep it is.
No.
Like, all you see is like from above. Oh, is it in a petri dish?
It looks like it, yeah.
Oh. That's going to be very impractical to drink from.
That's why I think it's a spoon one. It's not a drink then, is it?
Maybe not.
Doesn't look very liquidy.
No, because it looks like it's. I was merrily thinking it was deeper than what it is. I didn't realize it was in a petri dish,
It almost looks like a
because
jelly.
it basically looks like the depth of the boba.
Yeah, it does.
With a very no wonder it's only $8, because you're not getting anything for your money.
Yeah, and it literally looks like jelly. It's very strange.
That's very strange. Like, yeah, I don't like how would you how I don't think you could drink that from you'd as you say, you'd have to use a spoon, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Because
exactly.
you can't if you try and drink that from a petri dish, it will just go everywhere.
Yeah, I think you need a spoon for that. Related to Star Wars, there's a new adventure that's been added to Star Tours as of yesterday, as of recording, which was 5th of April. Just my birthday, by the way, but just saying. If you want to send me presents, please do.
Well, no, the birthday's gone, Ryan.
Well, if I don't,
Gone.
I'll accept late presents.
No, that'd be rude. So, yeah,
Yeah,
you
fine.
missed your opportunity.
Fine, fine.
You have to wait until next year.
Fine.
Yeah.
So the new update is going to include the characters and locations from Ahsoka, The Mandalorian, and Andor. So you're going to be visiting, I think, only one new location where the kind of not star whales, but the flying whale things from Ahsoka and other such things.
Yeah.
There's basically a scene where you see them. But I don't think there's any other scenes that they've added, and then they add like the mix of Ahsoka, the Mandalorian. I think there's a scene with Grogu as well, and I'm assuming everybody's favorite Andor makes an appearance as well.
I quite like the Andor series.
Yeah, but he's just a loser, isn't he?
He just dies in the end, so it's like, what's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah.
No, I think it was quite good actually. I mean, I'm very much. Give me more sabers. Like Star Wars is about lightsabers for me. Like,
Right. I mean, It'll be interesting to see what they're adding from The Mandalorian, because you've got to find the story first in The Mandalorian,
Oh,
right?
watch out. Look, there's lightsabers in The Mandalorian. The whole
Trying
thing's
to
around the dark saber.
think. Yeah, which he can't even use.
Well, he can, he's just not allowed to.
Yeah, but he's tried to use it, and he's just like, he can't use it.
I'm not with you on that. I'm sorry. I think The Mandalorian is excellent.
He
And
can barely pick it up.
I think Andor was average.
I have very little interest in The Mandalorian at this point. I think they've, I feel like they had a very basic idea for a story, and they've been fumbling their way along, trying to pad it out the entire time, and trying to stretch this very small story over like 3 seasons.
I didn't think the series three was that great, I have to say.
It just doesn't seem to go anywhere. Like, there doesn't seem to be a definitive goal. He just
I would
seems to
assume that
move
they,
from place to
yeah.
place and doing, random things. Like, I don't know.
That's okay. The Adventures of Mando and Grogu. That's what we want. Every episode is a 20-minute. It's like the Saturday morning cartoons.
I mean, that's basically what it is. Like,
Yeah,
it
because
does
every
feel like
episode is like 20 minutes, isn't it?
it does feel like that. It feels like it could just be animated and it would be just as good.
Yeah, you literally wait like 3 years for a series, and then they have 6 episodes of 20-minute show.
Yeah. It just feels very bizarre to me. It just doesn't feel like it has a much of a story.
Yeah, no, I could see where you're coming from on that. But there is only
And
one mission to the planet Satos, where Ahsoka, Cassian, Din, and Grogu may or may not appear. So
okay.
they're mixing all of those characters with this one new mission.
okay.
Yeah, which I think is a bit of a shame not to have more than one new mission added.
So is the whales
That's on planet Satos, yeah.
scene? Is that is they're all going to be in that scene
Well,
potentially,
no, I think it will pick and
not at the
choose.
same time? But
Yeah, exactly.
that seems a bit odd, because obviously it's only Mandalorian that it's only Ahsoka that's actually involved in
Well,
that scene.
I would assume so, unless they've added and or unless they've added the other ones to just random things to the other one,
Yeah,
which is
I mean,
possible.
that would make more sense, because I mean the others don't actually see the whales, right? Or we've not seen them see the whales yet, I don't think.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And then fine. I mean, I like that they keep adding stuff to this, though. I mean, I'd rather
Watch
the.
Star Tours.
Yeah, I think Star Tours is great.
Yeah.
I think it's far better than Smuggler's Run. I'd love for them to keep doing stuff to Smuggler's Run, because that attraction is a piece of poo.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, I mean, it's nice that they do keep adding stuff, because otherwise it would get very stale
Yeah.
if Star Tours was just the same original clips that they had. So yeah, it is nice that they do keep maintaining it. I mean, it kind of suggests that it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
I wondered whether they would essentially scrap it because it doesn't really fit with Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, but it's not English, just it, I suppose.
It's not. But yeah, I did wonder whether they would scrap it over time, but there's certainly no indication that they're going to be doing that anytime soon.
They've doubled down, if anything.
Yeah.
So finally, we've got news on Halloween Horror Nights 33. Tickets and tours are on sale now, with the earliest ever date that we've seen for the start of the event, which is on August the 30th. I mean,
Yes, that is very early, isn't
how long do you think before it just starts on the 1st of August?
it? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, presumably it's a case of they look and see, well, it's like, oh, well, last year we were like super busy on, so many days. Let's expand it because we see how much extra money we can make. And then I don't know if they just slowly expand it and expand it and expand it.
I think they will, yeah. I mean,
Yeah, and I wonder how many years it will take to get to the beginning of August, or whether they'll be like, we're just going to jump to the beginning of August.
so it starts, yeah, August 30th, running for 48 nights through to November the 3rd. So you've got
Right.
August the 30th and the 31st, September the 1st, 4th to the 8th, 11th to the 15th, 18th to the 22nd, 25th to the 29th. October 2nd to 6th, 9th to 13th, 16th to 20th, 23rd to 27th, 30th and 31st, and November 1st to the 3rd. So a significant level, number of dates this year, 48.
Yeah.
But what's even crazier is that the Unmasking the Horror, where you go, where it's like a daytime tour of three houses, which you can buy separately, that starts on August the 11th.
Really? Okay.
So those houses are obviously done, like finished at the start of August.
Yeah, by that point, well, those three are.
Yes, those three, yeah.
Yeah, like they could obviously still be working on the others, but I mean, at the same time, if they are going to be expanding the dates out earlier and earlier, they're going to have to be finishing those houses earlier and earlier. Like
Yeah.
they obviously can't be working on them right up until the last minute. Or well, they could be eventually, but yeah, obviously that it does give them less time in the houses, but I mean, it makes you wonder how important that last month is.
Yeah, it's interesting. So it's $99 for the three house tour, which is the one that starts on August the 11th, and $179, sorry, $180 basically for the six house tour.
Okay, looks like fast passes have gone up, or express passes have gone up by $20 as well
Yeah, that
compared
doesn't
to last
surprise
year. Yeah, I mean it does, I assume, because obviously they get super busy.
Yeah.
So I do wonder whether they'll start increasing the price to try and deter people from coming quite so much over
Yeah,
time.
I think so.
Kind of like a Disney approach where they basically price some people out, or maybe not necessarily price some people out, but make it less affordable for people to go multiple nights,
Yeah.
so therefore deter people from quite so many people from going over the time. We'll have to see.
Yeah, that's Horror Nights. We've no house announcements yet, but we'll obviously let you know when we see anything. A few rumors. Nightmare on Elm Street is a big rumor for this year. Megan, given the popularity last year. Five
Right.
Nights at Freddy's as well is a big rumor.
Is the Five Nights, is that a Blumhouse film?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's basically guaranteed, right?
Yeah, I mean there'll be some kind of Blumhouse appearance there for sure.
Yeah, and it would make sense if they focus on one of their newer franchises.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say newer, obviously the Five Nights at Freddy's isn't a new franchise, but the new film.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it for this week. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Please do let us know if you have. You can find us on Twitter, formerly known as X. Just search for Theme Park Trader, and on Instagram as well, Theme Park Trader. And do leave us a review, and we will see you again next week.